Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, July 30th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a joy to share this message today. We're looking out on a beautiful, beautiful summer day. Today we titled the message, A Heart of Wisdom. We have several different scripture texts from both the Psalms and two from the Proverbs that deal with this topic of wisdom. Listen as Brooksine reads Psalm 90, verse 12, Proverbs 2, verse 2, and Proverbs 4, verse 7.
So teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Make your ear attentive to wisdom. Incline your heart to understanding. Acquire wisdom, and with all your acquiring, get understanding.
We often speak or write about the outstanding sunset views we enjoy from our front yard. We have photos from various seasons all throughout the year, although I find taking a sunset photo is a real challenge.
Our present view at sunset is a dense field of 10-foot-high corn with a couple of stone barns and tall silos in the background. The huge ball of orange fire glows above the cornfield. The sun's rays light the tassels that top the corn stalks, making them look like glistening icicles in the distance.
Brooksine is still unable to take our long walks along the trail we like so much, so I walked with a friend last night as the sun was beginning to set. It had been a 90-degree day here in Lancaster County, and the sun was especially brilliant as it gradually disappeared from our view.
Each sunset is a reminder that God is drawing yet another day to a close. We often get up in the morning as the sun is rising in the east. Sunrise and sunset are like a pair of daily bookends, reminding us that the passing of our lives happens one day at a time.
We associate most of the Psalms with David, but Moses wrote Psalm 90 and makes the powerful petition found in our daily text. I quote it again, "So teach us to number our days." Well, our days are truly numbered. Today, July 30th, 2008, my numbered days since my birth are 19,648.
All of us have an allotted number of days. These days are in God's hands. Certainly we have a responsibility in practicing safety and maintaining our health, and we can be very thankful for the role of modern medicine in prolonging life. But one day, these allotted days will end for all of us.
Last week, our daughter Esther had an impacted wisdom tooth extracted, which brought back memories for Brooksine and me as we went through that dreaded experience in our teens many years ago. Wisdom teeth generally appear between the ages of 17 and 25 at a time that has been called the, quote, age of wisdom, end quote. Thus, they are referred to as wisdom teeth. While our extra teeth don't pop out as proof that we have become people of wisdom, just because we have grown to adulthood. But as adults, we should all have the desire to be growing in genuine wisdom.
According to the daily scripture, we're to number our days that we may present to God a heart of wisdom. We usually consider wisdom a faculty of the mind, but today's text uses the term heart of wisdom. We've been studying what this wisdom is as opposed to one's innate intellect or degree of education, and have determined that the heart of wisdom is an altogether different thing.
A dictionary definition of wisdom is, quote, the knowledge of what is true and right coupled with just judgment and as to action, end quote. Well, as I ponder this subject, I personally describe wisdom as the ability to see the sequential consequences of actions. And this is largely a benefit of the life experience that comes as we age. Another helpful understanding of the word wisdom is, quote, seeing and responding to life situations from God's frame of reference, end quote. That's why we should seek the counsel of those who are older or more spiritually mature than ourselves in areas where we might need wisdom and guidance.
The heart of wisdom is living each day with the implementation of God's eternal principles as we accumulate and process information. Let us also incline our prayerful heart toward God and the Holy Scriptures so that He will guide us in the experiences of life with needed understanding that that only He can provide. Let us do this today and every day and truly present to God a heart of wisdom.
Well, since Brooksine shared the last paragraph today in our reading, I'm going to share the prayer. Father, we earnestly seek You for wisdom regarding the daily circumstances of our lives. Help us to incline our hearts toward You for understanding all that You have to teach us. During the quiet sessions, when Your voice seems silent, help us to trust You, knowing that You work all things out for our good and for Your glory. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. It's a privilege and a joy to share God's Word. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we've prepared. It's actually 8:20 a.m. in the morning as we read this final portion of our podcast on Wednesday, July 30th, 2008. This message, of course, is up on the web, both in today's main site as well as the archives. We do have a couple of photos up today, as well as one suggested song. Not really as thematic as I normally like to find, since we were having a difficulty determining a good song on wisdom. But we welcome you to look. We also have a rather lengthy update provided by Brooksine regarding her health. She had an appointment yesterday with her doctor. We thought it would be her last appointment, but actually she's told that an ankle break can take a year or more to heal. So she has another, 8 weeks away, Brooksine? But she's well on the way to mending. If you're interested in a little bit more detail regarding her healing and her perspective, she is great at learning lessons from life's pains. You can read her update today on her site. Again, we're at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for July 30th, 2008. Once again, may God give each of us this day a heart of wisdom.